Well, here I go again. I was standing approximately here a week ago. I was talking about Manjugosha's sword. And early on in that talk, I described the emblem of Manjugosha's sword standing vertically upright on the book. And I said that I was a little bit disappointed that the brief I'd been given for that talk was to talk about the sword and not the book. But I soon got over that and really got into the talk on the sword. But in a way, I'm quite fortunate that today I've got the chance to talk about the book. Yeah? So in the period of 2 weeks, I will have had the good fortune to talk about these two emblems, the sword and the book of Manjugosha. Wherefore you hold the prajna paramita to your heart. That is a quote from the Manjushri Stuti Sadhana. Wherefore you hold the prajna paramita to your heart. And Manjugosha, of course, is holding with his left hand the book of wisdom to his heart. And this holding of the two emblems, the holding of the book and the wielding of the sword, signifies his purifying of the two obscurations, the two veils, the two avaranas, which obscure our vision so that we don't see things as they really are. And that's what the spiritual life is all about. After all, even if we go back to the original archaic Dharma, we have the Buddha in the Dhammapada saying, avoid evil, practice good. Purify the mind. So Manjugosha's book symbolizes one aspect of this purification through the prajna paramita. And Manjugosha's book, I take it, is any book of the prajna paramita. So it is, in a very real sense, he's holding the Diamond Sutra to his heart.